If you have an amplified Bible handy, you could grab it. You don't need it for this, but it was just so good on this subject. And I wanted to teach, share about how a leader is an example of hospitality. This aspect of leadership is brought up in both leadership epistles, Timothy and Titus, as one of the things that they were to look for in identifying leaders of God's people. So it's characteristic of a leader. As I was looking over this, I was seeing the model in the first century church of the way that the believers live this, and it's so humbling. It's a phrase that describes an aspect of living the heart of Christ within us. You know, the word hospitality, it's a word we're familiar with. Sometimes I think of our culture's image of this. And that is that I invite you over my house and we enjoy ourselves, we have a good time together, and then you invite me over your house and we have a good time together. And it's about, you know, us just enjoying each other. But this hospitality that we see in the epistles is so much bigger than that. The word for hospitality, the Greek word is philoxenos. Love to say that word. So much fun to say. Philo, which is the word for brotherly love, and xanos is foreigners or strangers. Now, when we see in the context, they're actually talking about this love of strangers is love of believers. But it's believers that they didn't necessarily know. You know, it wasn't the ones that they grew up with that was right there. This was big in the first century. It was a big part of their life. That's because this was during the time of the Roman persecutions, great Roman persecutions. And Christians were persecuted. They were sometimes banished from where they lived and they were put on the road. And really, sometimes relative like homeless now, they had these situations, and there would be believers spread throughout, and the leaders would be looking for them for when they were coming in to show hospitality, you know, to traveling believers. It was not just about just enjoying the fellowship. It was about supporting, building up, and meeting the needs of the body of Christ. And not only that, as we'll see in some of these verses that we look at, they were not to grudgingly help. One of the words that comes up was to pursue hospitality, be looking for ways where we could bless the body of Christ. Looking to take care of each other is part of the heart of a leader. For those we know, of course, for our family, for our friends, but for those that just might be in your path that you're on the lookout to impart to them. Another big part of life to show this hospitality too was church leaders moved around. That was how the word spread. And they would just come into an area and they would stay with believers. And that hospitality was shown to them too. You know, the leader in the church was to care about people. That was the most important part of life. Or it's a great part of ministering. If you would take your Bible and go to Romans chapter 12, got to give this a little bit of running start because this verse in verse 13, where it brings up pursuing hospitality, is in this middle of this whole picture of the living that wonderful transformed life in Romans 12. And I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified because it's just fantastic. And in verse 9, it says, love is to be sincere and active, the real thing, without guile and hypocrisy. Hate what is evil.
Detest all ungodliness. Do not tolerate wickedness. Hold on tightly to what is good. Be devoted to one another with authentic brotherly affection as members of one family. Give preference to one another in honor, never lagging behind in diligence, aglow in the spirit, enthusiastically serving the Lord, constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ. Steadfast and patient in distress, devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength, contributing to the needs of God's people, pursuing the practice of hospitality. I love that, thinking about the needs of God's people, and we're pursuing hospitality. A version of this word used in Hebrews literally means not forgetful of hospitality. It takes being all in. It takes looking, wanting to do something to help God's people. Hebrews 13, 1 and 2 in the Amplified. Let love of your fellow believers continue. That's fondness, the kind of affection as those from the same womb, which is true because we share the same new birth from our Father. Verse 2, do not neglect to extend hospitality to strangers.
And especially among the family of believers, being friendly, cordial, and gracious, sharing the comforts of your home, and doing your part generously. For by doing this, some have entertained angels without knowing that. You know, it's sharing what you are generously and joyfully. This verse comes up again in 1 Peter chapter 4. And this time, I'll read it straight from the King James Version because it's just as clear. It says, and above all things, have fervent charity in 4 verse 8 among yourselves, for charity covers the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. In another version, it says, use hospitality without complaining. It's like, we're going to give and we're going to do it as cheerful givers. We're going to love giving, looking to give. We can do that because we recognize that everything we have because God gave it to us. So it's a joy to give it. And that's an intricate part of giving and hospitality, and is doing it joyfully. In Titus, King James Version, it talks about the leader, for a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, nor striker, nor given to filthy lucre. But the opposite of that, here's the but, a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. You just love to have people over. You love to welcome them at your door. You love to see them walking down the street. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about our day and time, and I've had the opportunity to enjoy some incredible hospitality. And I was hesitant to share these incidents because I could give so many more. But I just wanted to put some out there that just from recently, of some of the hospitality I have enjoyed from fellowship, from fellow believers who loved and enjoyed it. I live in Ohio, and in Ohio, we have Don and Charlotte Wilbur, and we met them 6 or 7 years ago, and they were moved into a new house, and they converted this 3-car garage into a gathering space, totally for one reason, so that they could help host believers. And they've hosted so many things. We have run so many courses in their house. People have stayed over. I've stayed over. Charlotte goes, they're down in your room. Once they had people stay with them for months on end due to a need. We've had fellowship, we've had meals, and we always have the Wilbur welcome. You're always welcome at that door. Another incident that I was thinking of this beautiful hospitality was a couple of years ago. My husband hiked the Appalachian Trail. And one day, John Ryan, and we knew John, but it wasn't like we were good friends. He called me up and he asked me when Rich was going to get to Mount Katahdin in Maine. So this is remote. This is a high mountain in Maine. And I told him it was going to be around September. And John said, well, I would like to go up to Maine, pick him up and bring him to my house. And then I can take him to the airport and get him safely home. I didn't ask for this. Rich didn't ask for this. John just knew what he was doing. And he was like, I could help here. And it was such an incredible help. I also think about just our ministers that give of their time, their energy, their insight, their love and care. Over these last 6 years, Rico and Robin have come up to Ohio, and that's a big trip. Not as far as Montana, but it's a big trip and it's stressful. But they just come to just give and totally impart what they know to us. And one time they came and we were doing a course at our house, and then they were going to do a course at in Sydney the next day. So they're teaching all day, and there was like 2 hours that they were going to get to rest before we were turn around and we were going to drive to Sydney. And Rico said to me, can we bring a couple of people back to the house? I want to spend some time with them to share. And I'm like, really? Like, I was tired, but he's just thinking, I'm here, I want to give. We visited the Nux in North Carolina. We were doing a site visit, and they were like, well, Lynn, you're going to stay at our house. And it was like, it was not even a given. We were going to stay at their house. They cooked for us, they entertained us, they made us laugh. But my son lives like 2 hours away, and so we were going to meet him. And so the Nux said, well, we would love to have them here. So I was like, well, we have a problem. They have their greyhound dog. They can't leave. It's a new dog. It's like, we love dogs. Everybody come. We were all hanging out like family in the Nux living room. For me, this is just, it's a joy. It is an incredible thing. It's such a privilege to be the recipient and to show this hospitality because it's not man's hospitality. It's the hospitality of having Christ inside us and wanting to live it with our brethren in our day and time, just like they did in the first century. Amen.